I'd like to ask the children to come up for the children's sermon. You guys coming? We have a few children this morning. I'm thankful for that.
Joel cannot come because he
is not chosen. Okay. Okay. Yep, that fell off. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Now this morning, I'm going to tell you a story about David. Here's David. David is one of the figures in the Old Testament that we hear a lot about. We heard a couple of weeks ago that the prophet Samuel told David that he was going to be king when he grew up. And so David grew up knowing that was going to happen. David was a shepherd. And so I've got a crook to put on him here. Somebody want to put this on him somewhere? You want to put that on Eamon?
Don't just grab. Kind of rude. There
you go, right in his arm. Okay. And when David was out keeping the sheep, he learned to play the harp. And so he liked to sing and he liked to play the harp. So somebody want to put the harp on him? You want to put him, Luke? Okay. There you go. He liked to play the harp and sing, and he wrote poetry, and he was a very artistic person. Now, he was also kind of a warrior, and when he was out keeping the sheep, sometimes there would be bears and lions that would come, and they would want to eat the sheep, so he would fight them, and what he did was he shot them with a slingshot until they were dead. So you want to put that up there? Amen. Put it this way, so that's at the top. There you go, yeah. Like that. Okay. Whoops. My tape isn't too good, is it? Okay. Put it on there. Okay. Now David had a friend, and his friend's name was Jonathan. So I've got a Jonathan too.
Jonathan!
Here is Jonathan. And Jonathan and David were best friends. They would do everything together. They would race each other out in the fields, and they would play games together. They would go to each other's house and they would eat. They would do all kinds of things together. Every day they would spend time together. So they were best friends. So to show that, I have an arm here. This is Jonathan's arm that he is putting around David. See that? Does that work? Sort of. Sort of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There we go. He's putting his arm around David. They were best friends. So I've got two hearts here because they liked each other so much. Gwen, you want to put one on? You want to put one out there?
Yeah.
This heart? You want to put the other one on? You haven't put anything on yet? Okay. Good job. Good, yeah. They really liked each other. And so they were best friends. They were BFFs. You know what a BFF is?
Yep. Best friends forever.
Best friends forever. Yeah, that's right. And you guys have any BFFs?
Yep.
Do you?
I have one.
Who's your BFF?
David.
David, nice.
My BFF.
Not that even the Bible.
Do you have a BFF, Glenn?
How do you usually say stuff?
Good.
And mine is Ben, but he likes us to call him Benjamin.
Benjamin, yeah. Yeah, well, we want to call our friends by the name that they like, right? Yeah. Yeah, Luke.
My other BFF is God.
Is God, yeah. God's a friend to us, isn't he? Jesus said, you're my friends.
I also have another BFF, Jensen.
You have another BFF. Gosh, you guys have got a lot of friends. That's great. It's really good to have friends.
I made one in China.
You made a friend in China too? Good.
Also, yeah. I have a friend in China too.
Yeah.
You have a friend in China too, good. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, Luke.
You think that.
My very, very first BFF is Wasabi.
Who?
Wasabi. Wasabi? It's kind of It's a spicy.
Oh, wasabi sauce? Okay. Sometimes I think food is our good friend, right? Yeah.
It makes us stay healthy.
Wasabi. You got a friend in China too. Good, good, good. Well, what I thought we would do, David was a poet, and David liked to write poems, and he wrote a poem about his friend Jonathan. And it goes something like this. He said, "Jonathan, you're like the morning sun to me. When I see you coming, I feel happy. You're as strong as an ox and swift as a deer. We run over the hills and set our feet upon the mountains. We are best friends forever. Our friendship will never fail. Jonathan, take my hand and raise it up. Nothing will ever separate us." So, I thought we would write a poem. Let's write a poem together about our best friend forever. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
I'll say a line, and then you fill in the blank, okay? You haven't started yet, Luke. You're all ready to answer, aren't you? Okay. This is for my best friend forever. I'm glad you are my friend. When I see you, I feel like... What? Dancing? Running? A hot dog?
I feel like a trumpet.
A trumpet! Good, good. Put that in there. Anybody else have anything? Okay, we'll go to the next one.
I know. I had one.
What?
Hot tub.
A what?
I would feel exciting and... Exploding.
Exploding.
Into the hot tub.
Exploding. We'll put exploding here, okay? Exploding. That's a good thing to feel when you see your friend. When we are together, we blank and blank. What's that? When we are together, we what and what? What do you do out there?
We play and have fun.
Play and have fun. Yeah, good. Play and have fun.
And play Minecraft.
And play Minecraft. Yeah, we play games. Okay, if I had a wish for you, I would wish blank. Any thoughts?
That you'll never die.
That you'll never die. Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That eternal life. That life would always go on like this. Good. How about this? When you blank, it makes me blank. Can you think of that?
When you...
Oh, I got one.
When you...
What?
For the first one and sad for the next second.
When you first... When you die, it makes me sad. That's good, because when we love someone, we don't ever want to see them die. And when we love someone, we're sad when they die. That's right. Any other suggestions for that one? When you blank, it makes me blank.
What? I know.
When you're happy, I'm happy.
Good. When you're happy, it makes me happy. Yeah, because we share in our friend's happiness, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. When I'm the bottom.
Right. And then the last one. We will always what?
Be separate. We will always be together.
Be together. Yeah, we'll always be together. Good.
We will always play Minecraft.
You think you always, you
don't
know if you
move.
So,
always play Minecraft.
I got one more.
One more, what's that?
Always play Minecraft.
Always play Minecraft. We'll always say nice words to each other.
That's right, we'll always say nice words. That's a good thing to do when you're...
And play Minecraft.
And play Minecraft, right?
Minecraft.
Okay, good. Well, what I want you to remember is... What I want you to remember is how important it is to have friends. Because when we have friends, we can share our lives, right? We can share our hearts with them. And we can be loyal to them, and they'll be loyal to us. And friends always give back to us, because friends are forever. You never lose a friend. And so I hope that you'll have good friends, and you'll remember that Jesus is your friend also. Okay? Yeah.
I had a friend when I was in kindergarten, but he moved, so not everybody can stay with you when it's your friend.
That's true, but you know, sometimes you connect up with those people later on, and you find that they're friends. Yeah. So, always keep your friends. Okay? Thanks a lot. Okay, good. All right. Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. That's the psalm this morning. And I think that that psalm was David's reaction to hearing the death of Jonathan. Jonathan and Saul were out fighting the Philistines, and they were both killed. And when David heard the news, he grieved. He wrote a poem. He said, Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, you were together in life and death, and now you lie slain on the hills of Israel. I'm so sad. I mourn for you, Jonathan, my friend. We were together in life, and we loved each other. And so that's why the psalm says, out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. It's a cry from within. David was capable of emotion. He was capable of reaching down within himself and feeling those feelings that many of us might cover over or ignore or try to push down. David lived fully. He was able to reach down into his depths. I think of the gospel lesson this morning. The leader of the synagogue came to Jesus asking him to heal his daughter. He was desperate. This was the leader of the synagogue who normally probably wouldn't defer to someone like a wandering prophet like Jesus. He was the leader of the synagogue, the one that everyone looked up to. He was the rabbi, the one that taught people. He was the one that made order in the community, the one that led the prayers in the synagogue. But he was desperate. He tried everything, and his daughter was at the point of death. When your daughter is dying, what can you do? And out of desperation, he goes to this man, Jesus, and he begs him, please come to my house and heal my daughter. She's my very heart. She's the one thing that I love the most. Please come. And Jesus comes. But on the way, a woman comes up to him from behind and tries to touch the hem of his robe. She's been hemorrhaging for 12 years. She's been unable to be in polite company. She's been weak. She's been anemic. Her life has been falling apart. She's tried all the doctors. She spent all her money on the doctors. They can't do a thing for her, and she's desperate. What am I going to do? Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. So out of her desperation and out of the depths, she comes up behind Jesus, hoping that no one will notice. She believes that if she just touches the hem of his robe, she'll be healed. She doesn't have to touch him. She doesn't have to have him turn around and say something. She doesn't even have to touch his sleeve, only that little hem at the very bottom of his robe on the back. She sneaks up behind him, and while no one's watching, she touches the hem, and she can feel immediately that she's healed. And Jesus knows it. He turns around and says, who touched me? And she has to fess up. She says, out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Out of my desperation I did it. And he says, daughter, you are healed. Go in peace. When we come before God, we search our depths. We look within and try to feel what it is that's really going on inside us. That's what true prayer is about, is to go within our depths so that we can offer them up to God. When I heard the prelude this morning, I was so touched. Beautiful presentation of this patriotic song, but it was expressed in a way that was so tender and so loving for our country. Even with all the things that are going on in our country, the things that are falling apart, the things that are so hurtful, the children that are being taken from their parents, still we have this love for our country that underlies all everything else. Our love for our country comes from within. deep within. It's our patriotism comes from our hearts. And we care for our country. We want the right things happening to our country. So we call from our depths. Out of the depths, O Lord, have I called to you. Lord, hear my cry. I hope that we will search within and look what's happening inside us and offer that to God as we come to the altar today. Amen.